Hello?
Hello, my name is Clay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi. I'd like to know what this is for.
Okay, I'd be happy to help you with that. May I have a zip code to try to pull up an account?
54650.
You said 54650?
Yes.
Your first and last name?
Richard Sweeney.
Okay, bear me 1 second. Okay, an account. I have found an account. May you verify your shipping address?
906 12th Avenue South.
Okay, bear me 1 moment. Let me see, why was you charged?
I've been getting this reoccurring charge every month. I don't even know what it's for.
Yes, sir.
I've been taking it out of my debit card.
Yes, sir. Bear me 1 moment. Like, so I'm gonna see why was you charged.
What's the service for? What am I paying for?
Okay, bear me 1 moment. Okay, so I'm showing here where you entered the sweepstakes to win our tablet. That was as of February the 19th. You entered the sweepstakes to win the tablet, but I am showing here where as of the 12th, your account was, as of October the 12th, you already had called in and your account was already closed.
But what was I paying for?
So on the 12th, you didn't speak with the representative?
Yes, please.
I said, did you speak with a representative back on the 12th? I'm showing us when your account was closed.
I've tried to talk with people numerous times, but they could never find my account. Back on the 12th of what?
Yeah, October the 12th is when I'm showing when you actually spoke with the a representative.
Okay, well, I was charged on October 5th, $56.95, and I'd like to have that put back into my account because I'm being scammed here.
No, sir, like I said, it was in regards to once you did enter the voucher to, or enter the sweepstakes to win the tablet. That enrolled you into the monthly membership where you receive a $125 voucher monthly. And like I said,
I have not received anything. I have not received anything ever.
Yes, sir. I'm showing here where, I guess, whoever, because I'm showing where you actually did speak with the representative. I'm going back on October the 12th. You spoke with the representative, and also they notated that, yes, they got the voucher resent out. I'm showing it was resent out on October the 14th.
Where is it
and
being
also,
sent to? Where is it
your
being
email
sent
address?
To?
The one ending
that
is, in
that's not even a live email.
Yes, sir. Well, the email address that we have on file is yours, ending in gmail.com. But like I stated, I am showing
what
your
is
account.
The email you have on file?
I can only give you the last, like, it's ending in gmail.com.
Is it Richard Sweeney? II?
Yes, sir.
I don't have that email anymore. I haven't for months.
Okay, well, that's the email address, like I said, was sent out
and
to us, the one that was
me
on
anything,
file.
And so I'd like to be refunded for this, please. This should not have been taken out of my account on the 5th.
But I'm showing where you called in on the 12th, so everything was taken care of on the 12th. Your account is closed out on our end.
It's still being taken out.
No, sir, because once you called in, you got to realize the last charge was on October the 5th. You called in on October the 12th. That's when you spoke with somebody October the 12th when your account was closed.
I've been trying to call you for months, though. I could never get a hold of anybody.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm just showing what an agent.
I'd always call and get a voicemail, And then I would never get the call back. And if I did get the call back, it was when I was at work. And it was like, you just, when did I call you tonight? Why does it take you so long to return my call?
Yes, sir. That's any call center. We do have a high call volume. Like even now, I can return, you know, our call volume up to the longest wait is 3 hours. So like I said, any call center, you know, have call volumes. You know, we don't just have one customer calling.
So what are these vouchers you supposedly sent me? I've never gotten anything.
Yes, sir. Like I said, that was sent. That was after you spoke with your representative on October 12th.
What are they? Where are they? I don't have that email. What are they? I need something sent to me.
Sir, I'm going to just say, if you're not going to let me speak, I'm not going to be able to further assist you.
Okay. Could you send me something in paper?
No, sir. We only do the email, right? Like I'm saying, I can resend it out and update the email address for you, but your account is closed. But like I said, I can re-email you.
What are the emails for? For the voucher?
That's how you get your voucher.
What are they for?
Yes, sir. So with the voucher, it's a $120 voucher. It's like a coupon where you can use that, you know, within a discounted, like I said, a discounted store.
What kind of store?
Discount. So, you know, when you go in, when you're trying to submit something and you have a coupon code to put in?
No, I don't know how that works.
Okay, well, yes, sir, that's how it works. But I will update your email address.
I entered a free sweepstakes and didn't know that I was buying into anything. I was entering a free sweepstakes. And you've been taking 50-some bucks out of my account for 7-8 months now.
Yeah, because like I said, I'm showing here we're back on October the 12th. Like I said, you was even offered a courtesy refund, a 50% refund, and you declined that as well.
No, I didn't decline anything.
Okay, so would you like your 50% courtesy refund?
I would like the complete refund.
Okay, yes, sir. So the only refund, like I said, is I'm going back to when your account is already closed. So I am showing, like I say, everything that took place that day, and the last thing was you was offered a courtesy refund, in which you declined, and also you're declining again today. So I'm just going to renotate, like I say, your account is closed.
No, I'm not declining anything. I'm not declining anything. I would.
So would you like for me? Okay, so give me 1 second. I'd be happy to submit your refund.
And then if you could resend that too, I'll just see if I can retrieve it off. That's an old email.
Okay, I get them to resend out the voucher.
And what about the ones that had been sent before? Will they still be there?
Yeah, everything is still there. Everything was still there.
And they don't expire?
No, they didn't expire.
How are you going to refund this?
It's going to go back on the debit card in which it was taken off.
That card is no longer. And when I called you last, it's the reason I called is because I was getting a new debit card.
Well, yes, sir. Like, we're only able to reflect it on the card we took it out because we don't have, like, say, any other card information. Only on the card we've taken out, we're going to just initiate your refund.
Can you just mail me a check at my new address?
Yes, sir. So the refund is only going to be on the way how we took it out of the account. So I can credit you your 50% refund back. Now, how you receive it, that's something you would have to take up with your banking. But like I said, I can credit you your 50% refund so I can go back into the account in which it was charged. Because even though you got a new debit card, you still have that same account if you haven't changed accounts.
The same bank account, yes.
Yeah, so therefore, the refund still is going to go back on your account. It's just you got a different card. That's the difference.
Okay. The reason I got the new card was because this kept being taken out all the time, and I was trying to get that stopped, and I could never talk with anybody.
Okay, yes, sir. So bear me 1 second. I'm getting that refund initiated, and I just re-notated.
kind of vouchers are these anyway? I've never seen one.
Okay, yes, sir. So that refund was successful. And like I said, it does take 3 to 5 days to reflect on your account. But like I said, that confirmation number I do have right now, I'm just confirming that, yes, that refund was successful on our end. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
She has in Charlie, 261-946-173.
Okay. Now, what kind of voucher should I be looking for?
Yes, sir. So like I said, those were your vouchers that actually were sent out via the email list you say you no longer have. But it's, you should be welcome, you know, value customer. Thank you for your membership, anything in that. But it's showing where they resent it back on October the 14th. You got your vouchers resent out. So it should be around that date range.
I don't even have web access.
Yes, sir.
I have a track phone. Got rid of my phone, got rid of everything.
Well, yes, sir. On our end, we're showing where it was resent out on October the 14th.
Maybe if I go to the library, I could probably pull up that website.
Yes, sir, but that's totally up. That's your convenience.
I'll give that a shot.
Now, was there anything else I can do for you today?
No, thank you. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.